Aha. Jingle jingle yeah. Wagone zibanja ze wampe pautu. Oside oside ah. Jingle jingle yeah. Wagone zibanja ze wampe pautu. Aha. Jingle jingle yeah. Wagone zibanja ze wampe pautu.
So you, my technical guy, I've entrusted, like, if you say something, it's final for me, right? Yeah. So go and buy memory card. I went and bought Parkwasi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Parkwasi.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Charlie. Let so, me name crap was a Parkwasi cry, but a memory card. Hey,
senior man. Of course, he fucked up.
Yeah, of course, he fucked up. He told me, say, we never fuck up hands in the air.
Hey.
Yeah, Charlie, you fuck up before. On today's episode of Names of Talkatives, we have a guest here. We've been planning this for literally for years, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're talking around like 2020 dead and things.
Yep,
yeah.
yep.
So
exactly.
Yeah, today's episode, we're going to talk about talents and hobbies.
Yep.
Talents and hobbies.
Yep.
In the Bible.
Yep.
In the olden days, then people figure say talents big. You know how about in the core talents? They call it Libra Kwakuchi Ejuma. Libra Kwakuchi. Say after me, Libra Kwakuchi Ejuma.
Libra Kwakuchi Ejuma.
Libra Kwakuchi Ejuma.
Oh, Libra Kwakuchi Ejuma.
Idebab.
Yeah.
Libra Kwakuchi was a guy way young question Ejuma in Tianeka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the olden days, if you get hobby,
yeah,
like football, you can draw, you can paint,
yeah,
you can sing.
Yeah.
So your parents, they see him.
Okay.
Musa Ujimi in question. Even comedy. Yeah. Like, they'll do anything to prevent
There's
you from following
you.
Your dreams.
Okay.
With the Bible.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. But now, these are some of the things that makes you the like most money
yeah.
you ever dream of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on today's episode of Names of Talkative, we're talking about hobbies and talents and how to monetize it, how to make money from your hobbies, how to be whatever you want to be, how to follow your dreams. And our guest is Kente Master. Yeah, the one and only Kente Master. He has literally taken Kente to the world. He was promoting Kente in the UK.
Yep.
And I could go on and on about his portfolio, but I don't want to waste time. So you should introduce yourself something. Give us something small.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, the name is formerly Peter Paul Akanko. You can call me Kente Master. You can also call me Mr. Influence.
AKA Peter so.
Exactly.
Why are you Peter and Paul at the same time?
More blessings.
If so.
Big amount in my head.
So why Kente?
Why Kente? Because
you be Nodna.
Yeah.
You know they love your own people.
No, not
that. You be Judas. Easter they come. You they sell out. You they sell out your own people.
Oh, nah,
you be
never,
Judas.
Never. Of
like
course.
For work, smuggling things. Why you promote Kente?
Of course, I love my people. I love the Nodners. And I just love culture in general.
Okay.
And this started way back when I was in KNUSD. Second year, I took part in the summer program, which I got the opportunity to go to the Kente village for the very first time to see the fabric, how it was being made, some products and stuff like that, which I felt were really nice, but I wasn't really seeing it out there. And also talking with the weavers, I saw that they had challenges with marketing their products. So I felt, can I try to find an avenue to send these products?
Yeah, no, on top of the Noah.
The guy they cook things.
So you're literally cooking ideas.
Something like
that's the origin of the word entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Now on one ideas.
And even related to what we have been talking about today, that's talents.
Yeah, talent and
stuff
hobbies.
And hobbies. You know, I grew up based on the science background.
Hold on,
yeah?
hold up. So
yeah,
make them
we'll
not say you be bugger. If I not say you be bugger, he just came from the UK. So then for now, the girls, you know, say the God damn sugar. Yeah. I for make serious.
I for make serious.
We'll talk about business.
Sharp.
Yeah. So on talents and hobbies.
Yeah. So
first
as
of
I was
all,
saying, yeah?
You have your talent. I get Paddy's bright. You know, get talent. Bright, no get talent. Eric, no get talent. In talent, you say like women, they cry, then they console them.
Spoken word.
Yeah, Charles Kelly.
Yeah,
I like Kiddy. We can't kid it, get dreadlocks. Okay.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, I basically had a science background. Like, SHS came to uni, I did biological science and tech.
Oh, okay.
And after that summer program, I basically fell in love with this Kente stuff.
Yeah.
And I felt, this would be something I would want to do. So I used to bring some to campus to sell. Sometimes I made profit, sometimes losses. But I just loved the whole thing. sometimes, like when people saw me, they thought I was in the art department because of how I was dressed.
Yeah, the kente. Yeah.
Not even kente, like just African more fabric, cultural things like vibes. More cultural.
Yeah.
So that was just it until when I was graduating, when they were starting the Kumasi Business Incubator, KUST campus. So I applied with the business idea to, they wanted IT-based businesses. So my idea was to sell the kente online. And then I got into it, and that was basically how I formally started the business. I had a partner from the US, from the same summer program, who also helped me to basically start selling in the US, and actually two of them. And since then, we've been working on basically pushing the business forward, and I've been doing that for the past 7 years now.
Oh, okay.
Also got to go to the UK myself to study my master's. That was in 2020 at the University of Nottingham, and I'm currently working on growing the business over there too as well. But I've been international for a while, actually.
So we are to the VRC for real, like for real.
So, you know, studying biological science, coming to sell kente, what does that got to do with kente?
Yeah.
It's something that I later love to do, and I was doing it. Sometimes, I mean, people will say, why you should go and work in a lab or something like that when you're selling kente.
People always want to tell you what you should do with your life, but they never know what they are doing with their life.
And we don't value certain things. And even at that time, when I was starting entrepreneurship, even though it was growing, it wasn't really like that fancy, like maybe now that how things that kind of thing. Like it's a fancy thing. Like there's a lot of work in that. And it's the same when it comes to like talents and hobbies. Like over here, like in the UK, for example, kids when they are little, apart from going to school, over the weekends they go to play football. Like their parents make them go to play football. They see it
hoping
as one
some Rooney or Harry Maguire
play
or something.
Football, they teach them to swim and a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
And this is how they get to develop these
talents.
Some people and all.
They piano lessons.
You know, those things, ballet, whatever they feel like doing, they make them to do it. And they grow, they know that this is something I can pursue professionally and I can do. Even though they will go to school, they could want to also pursue their talents.
Yeah.
But over here we have that challenge where parents will say, go and be a doctor, go and be an engineer, all that. And of course, sometimes we do understand because of how things are over here
yeah.
in terms of getting jobs and stuff. But I believe that over time, things have changed. And I'm glad to see that even now, people are beginning to embrace their talents, like see what DWP, for example, is doing
dancers.
And people are now dancing professionally.
Prior to that, if you could dance, you know, kobolo.
Yeah,
no, like,
there was nothing.
You can't tell anyone that you dance.
Exactly. Have people dancing professionally. They are going to school as well. I know some of them are students.
Yeah.
They're going and all, but they are still dancing professionally too as well. So things like that. Someone like you're an architect.
Yeah. I try.
You know?
That is
amazing. So you can even combine it.
It's not saying
drop out of school. No, that's
I
not what I'm saying.
But that. I don't think you have to give up anything.
Exactly.
Like you can have it all.
Of course.
That's
you
what
have
I stand
it all.
For.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? You can have it all. And You can do
if you want, you can go to the lab now. If you want, you can drop everything. You don't have to choose. Just the luxury and the fulfillment.
Yeah.
If you're happy, that's more important than trying to please your parents or whatever people think you should be.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about. So I want to talk about how to monetize it.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to identify what you're good at.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you identify what you're good at? This is what I've experienced. Sometimes you don't even realize you are good at. People tell you there's this philosopher called Naval Ravikant. He's also a tech investor.
Yeah.
Naval Ravikant said that he wanted to to do science, but his mom would tell him that you're a business person.
Yeah.
Because once in a while, business something will come his way.
Yeah.
The way he will handle it, people will be like, business is your thing, and and so his friends were also telling him, and then he actually went into tech. And then finally, he became a tech investor.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't identify that this is my talent, but people tell you. Sometimes you don't even know you can sing. People be like, you have a good voice.
Exactly.
People were telling me I have a nice radio voice. I had no idea. Yeah. And then, I'll go to radio and people be like, I was listening to you. I like your voice.
I mean,
no one ever told me that.
Yeah.
So that's one way you could identify your talent. Sometimes you feel it within you. There are people who know they can sing. They don't sing at church.
Yep.
They've never sang anywhere, but they feel within them that they can actually sing. Maybe they need some training.
Yeah.
So this is one way you can get to know either people around you tell you.
Yeah.
And then also sometimes you are interested in something. There are some things that can be learned.
Yeah.
You see that people are good at them. Maybe they started at a very early age.
Yeah.
So there are something if you are also interested in something,
exactly.
you can pursue that thing too.
Yeah.
And then so these are some of the ways you can identify whether you are very good at it, whether you are interested in it, you want to learn, or people keep pushing you towards it. Maybe you should give it a try.
Yeah.
If you try it and you're not okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
So these are some of the ways. Once you've identified, now the next thing I wanted to look at is how you monetize it.
Okay, so I mean, what you just talked about, that's actually true. So mostly your interest, things that you are interested in, you find that you're interested in this, you're interested in music, you're interested in dancing, or you are good at it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, as you said, some people also see it in you, which could be one way you can also get to know how you are good at something. And sometimes by being very conscious to discover what your talents are as well, I'm making that conscious effort. But these are some good ways, and that is even why I'm starting this initiative called Ingenious, basically to help young people to be able to identify their talents and be able to do it.
Oh, okay.
And now coming to the part you're talking about monetizing it. Now, I mean, there are a couple of ways by which you can do it. So definitely YouTube channel. that is one.
Create something and put it out there.
That people are using YouTube channels to be able to. Even though that takes a lot of work, takes a lot of effort to get like. Of subscribers, number of views, and all, but it's definitely doable. You'll even look at Maya, who started, I mean, definitely also from scratch, but now it's up there. So
literally both mansions.
Exactly, you know. So it's definitely possible. YouTube is one. TikTok is there. We have a lot of TikTok influencers too. Now doing that. These are
sometimes when you put it, they don't necessarily make money.
Yeah.
But you can see someone like Asha saw Justin Bieber's video.
Yeah.
And then he recruited him.
Yeah.
So sometimes someone, it just takes one person to see your video and then they put you on.
Exactly.
Jackie, the lead doctor at Orange FM, saw Jackie's video and he put Jackie on.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's how the world has
so
become.
That's how
with maybe, social media.
The person will not make you blow, but they will link you to the person that will help you to blow.
It all starts
so
with
sometimes
someone.
That's how
that is the power of social media.
So if your picture hasn't gone viral, that's not what you should be looking at.
Yes.
Somebody who is very more important than all the people who see your viral video can just pick you and put you on.
Exactly.
So that is how it
I remember
is.
The story of that Our Day letter.
That letter. I've forgotten
it was
his name.
Just a letter.
Writing to the mom.
And then
someone saw it, and that was
social media.
Very powerful.
I mean, apart from just these social media platforms, I think that one main thing that we need is people who can actually come to support these young people who are talented. In terms of actually formalizing things, the real business side of it. So if you're a magician, you're a comedian, all that. In terms of, for example, you are doing your podcast.
Yeah.
That is something which is quite new in Ghana, even though it's something that can be monetized.
Yeah.
But how many people really know the business side of that?
Podcast,
We need those kind of people. We need investors who will be able to come and invest into young talents like you, like magicians and others. Where apart from helping them to, you know what, especially links, you know, Links Entertainment.
Links
that
Entertainment.
Is one thing they are good at. Like they have the whole chain
signing comedians.
Of things.
You do know?
Oh really?
They've signed loyalty.
Interesting.
Yeah, of intimidation. To links. There's this flaw in the entertainment industry in Ghana. The music is separate from the movies.
Mm.
The movies is separate from the comedians.
Yes, yes.
Even the comedy, the stand-up comedians are distinct from them.
Different parts
but
of
then
showbiz,
entertainment is one unit. If you go outside, like the musicians and comedians and the movie, like, they're all intertwined.
Yeah.
Even in Nigeria is a perfect example. Like you have a music video, you want the music video to blow. You put comedians who have a lot of following in the movie. Like some
push,
of, and then the comedians are in the movie.
Yeah.
And sometimes the movie has cameo appearances from like musicians. It should be together. But in Ghana, sometimes so it's very nice of Links Entertainment to sign lawyer in T.
Yeah.
They can make very good use of it.
And the fact that they have like the whole chain of it. You know, most of the times, let's say an artist can have a manager, but in terms of production, they'll have to go to a different production house in terms of distribution. They have to go somewhere else. But if we had like good media houses or investors who had companies with the whole stream of things, so right from production, distribution, everything in place, I think that we could actually be able to push things forward. But apart from that, I just feel that it is time that as Ghanaians, you know, Africa in general, I think that Africa is the way in terms of showbiz, in terms of entertainment.
We have
a lot of eyes on us, Afrobeat. We are doing it. Comedy is also growing as well, but we have a lot to do. And I feel that we really need to look at the business side of things. The talent is there. Our people are talented. Black people can sing. Look at Black Sherif just look at what he's doing. The most Shazam song in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's growing like that. So we have the talents. We just need the we need to know the business side of things. How to be able to do that in terms of production, distribution, the streams, working with the various like Spotify, Boomplay, all these people to push the streams and be able to push the talents out there. Being able to get the shows, big shows outside. Okay, look at what a lot of Nigerians are doing that already. You know, I'm going to the O2, other shows in the US and things like that.
Whiskey, Mr. Easy, they've all been on Coachella.
All of them,
I'm yet to see a Ghanaian artist on Coachella, you know? and even Tiny Desk concert.
We have a lot. I know Stone Boy recently went for was it Afro Nation or so. But we still have a lot. We still have a lot to do. So I think that especially with young talents coming up, they need the right coaching, and I think that is one thing that engineers would want to do to get some of these young talents on board, to be able to coach them, to be able to manage them and take them right from that scratch to see how best we can help to monetize these talents, and help them to push them forward. And the thing is, we want to get to that era where someone can get up and say that, okay, I just want to be a musician. And this is what I want to do for my career.
And people will not ridicule you for that.
And people will not ridicule you for that. To have that confidence to be able to do that and get that right support. And I'm also glad to see what people like TV3 are doing with this talented kids.
Great initiative.
I think that, you know, look at DJ Switch. Look at Nakia. Look at what they are doing. This is actually great. And this is how we should be pushing young people to as well.
And about the talents too, one thing that they can do, that sometimes I have to look for a mentor. And I prefer someone you can meet in person. You start small. Maybe if you sing, there's someone who sings at your church. Or if you're a comedian, there's a comedian in wherever you are. The nearest person, you go and tell them, I want to be a comedian. What should I do? They be bold enough to seek. Did you know that Bill Gates actually made a phone call to there was a tech person in his community when he was a young boy, and he picked his phone and he called. It is in this book, Outliers. If you read Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, so he called a man, and he wanted a part in the some machine to use for his work. And he asked for the man's contact. He said, like, we're a very rich person. Let's say today I want to call Bill Gates. But after that time, like, phones were not when he was a young boy. So they had like phone books. Original phone books were literally books, unlike we have phone books in our phones. Like, you pick a book and we have the A column. So he searched for the person's name, the rich man's name, and he called. Fortunately for him, the person picked up and he said, I'm looking for he mentioned the person there. He said, you are speaking to him. He said, please, I'm a boy, this I want this part. I know you have, even if you can get one of your damaged machines, I need that part to do this. And the man was impressed by how he was bold enough to call him. He invited him home, and then he gave him even more than that, and then he took him to his company as an intern. And he so sometimes people talk about great people don't know the help they got. People just thought, like, he just rose up and became great. Many people have helped Black Sherif over the time, even Burna Boy's influence. I'm not saying he made him who he is, but in Nigeria he literally took him to his. So if you're a young person and you have a talent, look for a mentor. Walk to, be bold enough. Maybe you go to their show, pay and go to their concert, watch them perform, and you take notes. After the show, approach them. Maybe first day you won't get to meet them, so security man or tata or three or something. Go somewhere. You have to pursue your dream. Like, if you are serious, you have to pursue the dream. And then
that even reminds me, when I was about starting my business, the head of the Center for Business Development, Bayakumia, introduced me to this man called Nana Santi, and he had been in the business for a while selling kente. Also school outside, used to send things, even became an MP and all that. He took me to him, he introduced me to him. I went to him to his house, I think about twice or thrice, just sit down and listen to him.
He was telling you,
like, he shared his story with me, how he did this, how he did that, a whole lot of things. He really taught me a lot of lessons, which are some of the things which
really helped
as
you.
I'm going.
So he'll make some mistakes. You shouldn't even repeat those mistakes. That's one thing about mentorship.
Mentorship is definitely very important, and it's a key aspect of what engineers are doing as well. Apart from the other support you're going to give, you're also going to try to provide you with mentors, be able to guide you, as you go your journey, whether you are starting a business, whether you want to get into a job, whether you want to grow your talent. So yeah, I think that, I mean, with the right mentorship, it's definitely going to help a lot of young people.
Yeah, that would be a great initiative. Yeah. We wish you all the best.
And thank you.
We've done almost 20 minutes. So your last words for...
My last words that I'll say is that Ghana, Africa is the future. And we are very talented, we are skilled, we are capable. I mean, having been out there for almost 2 years now, meeting people there and stuff, I don't think they are any different from us. It's just a matter of opportunities that they have.
Yeah.
We probably don't have. I think that we are capable.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Of course.
I believe so.
Kenny Jonas also went outside like you, and he says that So why is that? Kenny Jonas sees something different.
Well, the environment also counts.
But
it makes me
think that Bibini
there. I believe that the environment also counts your mentality. The environment also changes.
So what are you saying? Kenny Jonas, what's his environment?
In terms of your attitude towards work, in terms of the exposure that you see when you see.
It will hold there, but I want glass in the hall. Glass in Kwan. You don't have glass, actually.
Of course, we do.
There's glass in Kwan.
Glass in Kwan.
I buy bass in the moon.
Of course.
2 minutes, we are.
Every 2 minutes, we are.
I buy bass in the moon.
Every 2 minutes,
and you're
free.
He lied about that part.
I don't know what happens in the US, but I don't think it's free.
It's not
either.
Free. But public transport is never
but
free.
But just that, I mean, yeah. systems are really good.
Things work. They put, like, really dirty the place.
Not really. Sometimes it could happen, but like
it's not
pretty much
like,
most of the time it's very clean and people obey rules. And
so basically,
like
they are the same as
so
us.
So the thing
just
is, yes,
a more working system.
Yeah, more working system, more opportunities, more exposure to bigger things.
Yeah.
So as you see bigger things happening, you begin to think differently.
Dream, you know, it's achievable because you've seen it around you.
Of course, even if you're in Ghana, if you're living in Accra, it's different from. No disrespect to anyone.
Yeah.
I grew up in the north myself.
I grew up in Kentampo, so I can relate.
So, growing up there, seeing things, people just ride
that's
motorbikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Your mind is
you want to buy a motorbike.
Buy a motorbike, and then I'm okay.
When you buy
get
a motorbike,
my little building
you're actualized.
To rent, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But when you
it
go to Accra, you begin to think differently. Same way, you move outside, and they also live in there, seeing bigger things, makes you think differently. So I think it's just about the exposure and the opportunities. But the Ghanaian young person is very capable. We are talented and we can do greater things.
Even
we just need the right support.
If you can't travel outside, use Apple.
Of course.
If you use Apple, say think different.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. So,
yeah. So
I believe that we can do greater
things.
And that time is coming.
On this note, this is where we end the podcast. He said that he believes we can do greater things. This is Peter Paulo. Your last name, Akanku.
Akanku.
Yeah, I got it right. So, AKA Mr. Influence, AKA Kinte Master. And I am the Joker.
The Joker.
Pow, Ebenezer Adjumo is the name. So,
yeah,
it was fun having you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And we are out. Peace.